Once again, you guys get off to a good start here this afternoon, and it was good to see after a tough game yesterday. And really, ball movement was really the key for you guys, and good defensive pressure in that first quarter that built that 14-point lead and ended up being 19. But I think you'd be happy about your team getting the big lead and really kind of maintaining it here for most of the night.
Yeah, they did a good job of moving the ball and playing together, you know, which is something that we didn't do a very good job of yesterday on the offensive side. But it's, you know, it's amazing what can be done when you're not worried about a 6'10 kid blocking your shot down there. So we utilized our post guys a lot more than we had, and, you know, so it was good to see. But, you know, I'll tell you what, it was really good to see some good things for Harrison. You know, just starting to see his confidence kind of showing up is a good thing for his teammates and for himself, you know, to see, you know, because he's, you know, he'd be the first one to admit, you know, he was struggling there, but, you know, not anymore. You know, he's got to have some confidence now, and it was really good to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, all of a sudden he hit his first four shots, and you're like, who is this guy? Yeah. I mean, he's been so close all year. He's had some great looks, and they've been halfway in and out, but that's big for him and his confidence, and I think that kind of frees some things up as well. But, yeah, you take a look at your leading scorers. You think 9 times out of 10 it's going to be between Hunter Yeager, Jackson Lewis, and Evan Smith. That's not the case. Your top two, of course, Harrison and Blaine Culp, who ended up with double figures.
I'm going to take credit for that one because, you know, we took that time out when they started pressuring us. I said, Blaine loves layups. And somehow or another, he found his way to about 3 wide open ones in the next minute and a half. So, but that was just using the spacing on the floor to, you know, create back cuts and gaps to cut into. So they did a really good job of it where, you know, we didn't do it all game. I thought late we kind of froze around the three-point line and limited some of those gaps. But, yeah, it was Blaine got some really good looks. He really crashed the boards hard tonight. And a lot of those guys did, really. I mean, they really did go rebound. And so very proud of them to come out, you know. But that's kind of the nature of this tournament is you don't have a lot of time to sit around and sulk over getting your butt kicked. So they did a good job coming out and playing with confidence, but more so moving the ball and playing together.
Yeah, and yeah, he'll also look at another one that, you know, he really struggled yesterday. Evan Smith, he comes back, and he really was one of those as well that kind of gave you a spark, 10 points this afternoon.
Yeah, again, he's got good post moves, and he's strong. He uses angles and post up well, and we were able to get it down to him. But, you know, another one that really did a good job on the boards and kind of created for himself at times. Him and Ronnie went on a little stretch there where they were really finding each other, and it was good to see that they were looking for each other. So, you know, but all around, again, you know, it's good to get a win anytime. You know, they're hard to come by at times, but proud of them, and, you know, now we got to move on to tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow it's either Hutch or Green Valley Ranch, and, you know, Hutch is winless. Green Valley Ranch gave Colby a good run last night, and they were down by 20 in the third quarter and ended up losing by 7. You know, it's going to be an opportunity to get 2 wins, and that opportunity prints itself because you won today.
Yeah, you want to. We've talked about that too. You know, in a tournament like this, you want to walk out at least 2-1, but you can't get there if you don't win one of them.
Yeah.
So we took care of business today. You know, we look forward to tomorrow. But I look forward to these guys growing and playing the way that they're capable of because we just hadn't been moving the ball the way that we wanted to, and tonight we did it for the most part. And man, it's so much more fun to watch a ball get, you know, moved quickly around the perimeter and watch guys have success because they're shooting shots that they've been working on, which is stepping into it their entire life. So it was fun to see those guys do that.
It's one final day here, and you're playing to go to 2-1 in the weekend and get above 500. Hard to believe we're at the midway point, but it's been a good ride here, an opportunity for 2 in a row tomorrow. And, Coach, once again, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.